AM 640. Bill Handel here on a June 16th Friday. We covered this story of Hoon Joon Paul Lee, young man, 19 years old. If you remember, found on the floor of a bus parked in a Whittier bus yard. It was September 11th, 2015. The day was a 96-degree day. The kid was nonverbal, had some very special needs. He was pronounced dead after paramedics tried to revive him. He was left on the bus. The bus driver did not check the rear of the bus to ensure that the young man had left. And the parents filed a lawsuit against both the school district as well as the transportation company. School district was dismissed. The bus driver went to jail for 2 years. And the settlement, which has been reported at $23.5 million, which I found out actually was $22.5 million, I was musing and say, how do you get a settlement that big? A jury I can see. Because there are, matter of fact, a jury just came down north of $20 million because a city employee had been harassed and called gay when he wasn't. And there you go, 20-something million dollars. But a settlement of $22 million. Brian Panish is a very well-regarded attorney. Has done a number of very high-profile, high-end cases. No surprise that he represented the family on this. So, Brian, first of all, thanks for joining us here on KFI.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be with you this morning,
yeah,
Bill.
And we talked a little bit about this before, and I'd like you to go through and explain how a settlement award of this magnitude can come down the pike.
Well, Bill, there have been many jury verdicts that have been much larger than this in cases like this. We handled a similar one against the Chaffee School District where a young man was killed, and I think there's many reasons why the settlement was so large, first being that Paul Lee was a dependent adult. The legislature has enacted statutes that protect dependent adults, recognizing it's the duty of the person in charge to take care of these people that need protection. But most importantly, it was the relationship between the family. The family, the mother and the father, had a tremendous relationship with Paul, despite him being nonverbal, actually even a greater relationship than many have with a normal child, because they were with him almost all the time and planned to be with him his whole life and take care of him. And there's a huge loss in the way he died, the pre-death pain and suffering to lay on a bus in 100-plus degrees weather for over 6 hours, eventually, you know, being cooked to death on that bus. You can just imagine what it was like for him, not being able to talk to anyone, being left in the bus. And the bus driver was about 8 feet away from him if he had just looked, but he was in a hurry. He was engaged in multiple illicit affairs with other bus drivers, which the company knew, and he was racing off while texting one of his lovers to go for this affair during work days. During the work day, and he ran off the bus and left the poor kid there, Paul, to die.
So what? The way I'm reading this, Brian, while this seems a reasonable settlement, then these multi-$20-25 million verdict awards that come down, that what appears to me not very serious cases, they're the ones that are crazy, and this seems reasonable. Is that fair to say?
Well, not necessarily. I think you got to judge each case on its own. I think the case you're referring to, the L.A., wrongful termination or discrimination case, was only $17
million. Oh, forgive me. Okay.
But no, Paul, I think you got to look at each case on its facts. You know, we have a jury system here that's been in our country since the days of John Adams, since the Boston Tea Party, since the adoption of our Constitution. The Seventh Amendment to the U.S. Constitution allows a trial by jury, and usually jurors get it right. And if they don't, the judge can review it, as I know you've said, well, why don't you just go to trial and let the judge cut it back? But that's not what always happens. The judge reviews the evidence, and many times, and most times, the judge found the jury got it right, and they affirmed the verdict.
When you started representing the family, did you know or surmise or guess this was going to settle out, or did you think this was going to go to trial?
You know, we thought it was going to go to trial because we were going to request a lot of money. We were lucky in that we were able to convince Senator Mendoza from the California Senate to draft a bill called the Paul Lee Safety and the Leave No Child Behind, where a bill was passed to put a safety device in every school bus as another method where if the driver's not paying attention, they have to disengage the alarm before leaving the bus, and that hopefully is going to save a lot of lives. So really the parents wanted to do whatever they could to prevent any other family from having to go through what they did.
And, of course, that wouldn't have been able to be used, the trial, the ameliorative action.
No, absolutely not. But, you know, you got to get something good to come from a terrible situation. And, yeah, everyone says it's all about the money. But in this case, the money is one thing, but it's really about doing something and making Paul's death stand for something. And that's what they did in this case. And I'm very proud of the efforts that the family went through to see, to testify in the legislature, to go to Sacramento, and the governor signed the law into law.
So this case now disappears. There are no appeals. It's basically done, and the family's just waiting for the check, effectively.
Well, the case disappears in the fact that this is no longer in the court system, but the parents are never going to forget this child.
Oh, no, I understand that, but I'm talking legally.
Legally, there's no more lawsuit. The case is over.
All right, and so were you at all surprised that it was when you got this much of an award? Did you think you were going to get more, incidentally?
Well, it wasn't an award. It's a settlement.
That's what I meant, in this the value of this settlement.
Actually, I thought that the value of the case was tremendous. You never know exactly what it is in a case like this. But this was negotiated over a long period of time by multiple lawyers for insurance companies and the school district. And there was no gun to their head. They didn't have to pay this amount of money. They felt, based on the facts, that this was fair and reasonable to resolve the case. And they entered into the settlement voluntarily, going in front of multiple boards of more than 40 people that had to approve this settlement.
All right, Brian, thank you. That helps explain a lot of this. And so my musings are now done. I appreciate
that. We're watching you, Bill, so thanks for having us on to hear the other side of the story.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
If I were to tell you the kind of reputation this guy has and how many cases, high-end cases he has, he doesn't do many soft tissue cases where you have the sore neck and you get $3,000. That's not his kind of law. All right, coming up, Bill Cosby. And the latest, we actually have some news on the Cosby trial that just broke this morning. KFI AM 640.